I'm holding a Masay, page 895, Asfarno. So it's speaking about the general Pasuk, that it says that the Pasuk introduces and says these are the Masos of Kal Yisrael. So Asfarno says, Yichtev Moshe, Kosav Mokrim Shiotzei Lov, Amokshe Nasa Mimeno. They wrote both the place where they went from and the place they went to. Why? Sometimes they went from a very, very good place to a very bad place. Because of Gam Kain Inyan Hamasa Shalotz's Makam Makam Bliak Domus Yedia Shakashim Oid, the fact that they had to do it on the spot. So the Sforno says the etzem concept of Golas, the etzem concept of going to place, just how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, just as you know, in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, that itself is something which is a Mila of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael has questions. They just followed. They obeyed. That's what the Pasuk is telling me over here. Okay, next one's Ramban. Quite a famous Ramban by certain circles. This Ramban is very, very spoken about a lot, and let's see it inside. It says, Vorashte Masoros Vishaftim Bok Ilochem Nasat Esoros Esh Oiso. So, Klal Yisrael is told, you shall empty out the country, take over the country, and settle it. Al Daiti Zu Mitzvahs Esehi. I think it's a mitzvah essay. Yitzavoy sam sheyeshu ba'aretz v'yirshaisa. It's telling Klal Yisrael that they should live in Eretz Yisrael and take it over because it's for them. V'lo yimasu b'nachas Hashem. And they shouldn't get tired of living in Achas Hashem. V'lo yale al daitom l'lechetz l'lichbosh eretz shinar eretz asher zosin yisashir shom. Yavro mitzvah Hashem. If they would decide to go someplace else and take it over, they'll be over on a mitzvah. So, umashi fligur abu seinu b'mitzvah sa yeshiva et yisoh shosas menu v'yadonu kemo redes isha shein roitz lalos in baila et yisoh b'chene ish v'kan nitztavinu b'mitzvah zu. Ki hakosev haze mitzvahs esei v'yachze ha-mitzvah zu kama koimus boyo yishu asa aretz. So Ramban says over here that it's very interesting. When we speak about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, it really doesn't say anywhere mitzvah. It's true that Chazal write at tremendous length describe how good it is to live in Eretz Yisrael, how important it is to live in Eretz Yisrael, the milas of Eretz Yisrael. It still doesn't say anywhere that it's a chiyuv to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's very interesting. So the Ramban says, well, here is the pasuk. It says, by Rashtim Asarz Adno, we have a chiv to live in Eretz Yisrael, to go live there, and we're kind of essay. It's interesting that he stops short of saying that it is an Isser to live outside of Eretz Yisrael. Older generations, I mean, Taisus asked this question, but the older generations, the people that didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, didn't even attempt to go to Eretz Yisrael. So yes, it was dangerous, it was difficult, but it kept on him. So, the one thing that is that he does make, he says the Bittul Mitzvah's essay is not living in Chutz Laretz. The Bittul Mitzvah's essay is adopting another country as the place that you live in. In other words, if we were to decide, you know, Saudi Arabia's got a lot more oil than Eretz Yisrael, and we'd rather live there, let's go conquer Saudi Arabia, and we'd be foolish not to try to do that. And then have it, the argument says it. So it's interesting, when they proposed to settle the Jews in Uganda as a Jewish homeland, and there were, over the years, there were people in different places, even America actually, Grand Island in near Buffalo was proposed as a place to settle the Jews. That might run into a problem of trying to make another place our makom. But if a person is in Golas and he just happens to be there, even Ramban says there's no Bittul Mitzvah's essay. So the Ramban sheet is that it's a Mitzvah's essay. Aval Rashi Pirish, Vayrashtem es ha'aretz, vayrashtem oysa miyashveha. Oz v'yashavtem bo. Tuchas kaim bo, v'imla tuchas kaim bo. Rashi doesn't learn vayrashtem as a mitzvah's essay. Rashi learns vayrashtem is, if you get rid of the other people in Yisrael, it will be possible for you to live there. If not, you will not be able to live there. So Rashi clearly doesn't learn, also Shem don't learn that it's a mitzvah's essay, Rabban doesn't learn it's an essay. And this is obviously used very much by many of the people who are strong Zionists, religious Zionists. There's another piece here, if we look at Ramban objectively, I don't think that it's a personal mitzvah. No, this is a type of mitzvah that can only happen when Klai Yisrael is a klal. You can't go as an individual. What's required for that? Is it enough just people got together and decided to be a nation, you know, to form national institutions like we have today? Or do you need to have Malchus and Sanhedrin and stuff like that? I don't know, Ramban is not clear about that, and I don't know. But Al-Kapanim, it is a marker. It's also not clear in Ramban if this is Bizman Hazeh true, or this is only true when they were settling out Israel and they were going to Israel. And he says, had they decided. So it's very not clear in Ramban if there's a mitzvah today or it's just for the people there. I don't know. Okay. Let's see. The next one is Ramban also. Now, it says like this. It says, if you don't drive out the inhabitants, those that are left over will blind you and become thorns inside. In other words, they will become trouble for you. And they will cause you tremendous agmas nefesh. They will cause tremendous problems. So the Ramban says, he brings Rashi, what the word sikim bei nechem. What is it? So let's think a minute of the metaphor. It's going to be like, so a pain in the side and troubles mean a pain in the side and troubles. They make life miserable for us, they have pogroms, they fight, they steal, etc., etc. What exactly is the metaphor of having thorns in your eyes? You know, what exactly will they do to us? So Rashi says, he just says it's sikim benechem, yesedes lakzenechem, and tsninim is something that will hem you in and lock you in. Next paragraph, Ramban argues, alakavana b'sikim benechem lahates eschem v'leitiru v'leitavinu kimoi k'ashechad yave pikchem v'chein lifnei ivel esitem michshol aldasa b'seinu yoymar ki yinakur enechem lahates eschem v'leitiru v'leitavinu. Taking your eyes out means misleading. In other words, when somebody wanders off astray because he doesn't see the right path, that's very appropriately seen as pins in the eyes. They will teach you how to worship their gods. Now, once they cause you to go astray from God, once they mislead you and you go off the derech, then they'll be able to cause you physical grief. They'll start by like small attacks and robberies, and then they will become mortal enemies. So they will besiege you. I will exile you. They'll be mirakag and mirachas hashalom. Just like what I wanted to do was drive them out totally and have none of them there, it will instead, they will become, you will be driven out and you're going to Golos. Ramban here is, first of all, telling us the reason why the Goyim were driven out of Eretz Yisrael. And this is interesting because everyone always quotes things selectively. There are a lot of extreme right-wing people who point at these psukim, and they say, well, it says here you have to drive all the Goyim out of Eretz Yisrael because they're enemies and they can't be trusted. That's not quite what it says, Ramban says. Ramban says they will mislead you. So, and then Ashgacha will cease and you will become prey to enemies. So if we, let's say, drive the Goyim out of Eretz Yisrael, but we run around the world looking to imitate the Goyim, become part of their culture, then I don't think we've accomplished much. This pasuk is not, the chiyuv to drive them out is not because of the troubles they will cause per se, it's because of the fact that they will drain your ruchnius. They will be like a leech. They'll take away from you. You become more and more like the Masa'olam, and therefore we were told to drive them out. The dangers that there were, the Ramban says, comes at a second. That's the second stage, where once we do wrong or influenced by the Goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns them against us. Okay, next one is a Sfarnu. he speaks about the Inyan of Goro. We saw actually last week in Pinchas, we saw that the Goro was done in order to diminish any type of arguments so that people don't fight over the land. Because a Goro, you say, okay, that's what Hashem wants, and it's fair and square, and that's that. Over here, the Sfarno offers a different explanation. You will get it as a nachla before you conquer Eretz Yisrael. Goyrol, the word nefila goes well with Goyrol. Nefila is something like it just falls out of the sky. And he brings psukim from Sfarno, where you see that the word yapilu goes on Goro. V'chein v'al levushi yapilu Goro. V'chein hipul pura Goro. V'omazais. So the first point Ramban notes is that Goro is always associated with Nefila. Nefila seems to be some sort of, what's the right word for it? Nefila seems to be some sort of random like thing. It fell out of nowhere. You know, that's like the Lashon Nefila. It came out of the blue. The part that was in Chutzar, so it was Eva Yarden, didn't need Goro. A Goro is a very, very special type of chalukah. When we use our seichel and try to divide up something fairly, so it's a very, very tiviastik and mahalach. You've got X amount of kids and this type of crops you can grow. This piece of land makes no sense. You've got this. This makes no sense. This makes no sense. This makes no sense. A Goro, a low end of a Goro is, well, I can't make a decision, so we're leaving it up to blind fate. That's one way of a Goral. Our understanding of Goral, especially in Chalukas Ha'aretz, is it's not blind fate, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of dictating what belongs to whom. So that's a special madrega of Shalokei Derech HaTeva, special madrega of Hashgacha, which is appropriate for Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't needed for Chutz Laretz, which was the Eivar Yad. Okay, the next one is the mitzvah of giving an Arim Miklat, of giving the Arim Lalevim, and why they become an Arim Miklat, and it's a chinuch. So he says like this, Shenitztavu Yisrael losses l'shevet Levi Arim l'sheves ben achshen chekbaretz. Kal Yisrael was obliged to give Shevet Levi places to settle, because they don't have any place in Yisrael. Shenem atzavas Yisrael Arba'im Ushmoyne Ir. Umeela Arim Shalavim, and of those cities, there were some that were supposed to be an Ir Miklat specifically, and all of them could act as an Ir Miklat, even though it wasn't designated. That's the halacha of Ar Levi. So Ar Levi is an interesting combination. First of all, we gave them cities to live in. We designated much more than just land to parcel out, but we designated places. Secondly, there are miklat. Why? Shorash mitzvah zu yaduahu, ki shevet ha-levi mifcha ha-shvatim nachvayis Hashem. Shevet Levi is the most elevated shevet, and it's the one that needs to do the avoda. Ve'ein lo chelek im Yisrael b'nachlas ha-sakramim. They don't partake in the wealth of Klal Yisrael. Avol orim ha-yitzichlem al kolpanim la-sheves heim u-bneihem v'tapim v'ha-yosem. But they needed to live somewhere. Yes, they don't have wealth, and I'm just saying that. They still need a place to call home. U-mipnei goydol ma-losem v'koyishe polim v'chen erkam. And because it was so chashuv, nifchera artsam likla kalhorik nefesh b'shkova yisrat z'shar ha-shvatim. So that's why they were chosen to, because of the elevated Kedusha, to host all of these people. Maybe because it's so holy, it'll be Mechapah. So one reason, so it's simple, kind of intuitive. They're very holy people. They're the place where they settle, a lot of Kedusha. The people who killed are not such Kedushnik people. And maybe one will be Mashpiyad. And then the Chinuch says something, an incredible point. Because there are people with great middles and great chachma, they will not touch the rotzeach that comes there. Even if he kills one of the people that's close to him, since it's shogeg, They will not change. They will do what's right. On this shevet it says, "Ha'omer lov li'imel re'isiv kloima shlo yasu davar ba'olam zilosim nechayeshu akivin emes." They disregarded their parents when it came by the chet ha'egel, meaning the only thing they'll ever do is what's right. Lo yata libam avas adam. And the love of men will not change their hearts. Let's think about this. This is an incredible point. If we ask ourselves, what is the greatest maila that we can say about a person? So we would answer a giving person, a good-hearted person, a loving person. A loving person, it goes very well. But loving is a passion, it's an emotion. And it can become devastating, wrong. For instance, if I love a person, I cover up something he's doing wrong. Or I love a person, and therefore someone that hurt my little boy, who I really, really love, I will go all out and wreak havoc on his life. I was speaking to somebody now, a random Hasidic cab driver in New York, a car service driver, and we spent an hour together, and he was telling me about somebody that he's waging a major war with, all sorts of mutual recriminations and curses and, you know, hitting and a whole bunch of things. But it all started because he started up with his kid. His kid broke something and he yelled at him and they didn't give him candies, did give him candies. And I was listening to the person. The person genuinely was hurt and it feels he's right. But he's taken a simple love of a parent, which is a wonderful thing, and it's just no brakes, no steering wheel. It's just like, 100 miles per hour of love for his child, wrecking everything in his wake. It's incredible. Shevet Levi's maila of being the Shevet HaNivcha is that what runs them is Das. There's an incredible letter from the Chazon Ish. It's such a reflection of what Godless is. Chazon Ish was asked by some Kanoim to participate in some sort of activity. I don't know what it is. It's not clear from the letter. The letter is written from the Chazon Ish back to the other people. And he says, the heart of every God-fearing man is stirred in the same way that your heart is. But I have learned Torah through such under such adverse conditions that I've conditioned myself to only act on the seichel and das. And the seichel and das does not allow me to act in this case. In other words, he's saying, I understand where you're coming from, and I empathize, but it's wrong. And the paramount value of my life is right and wrong. And therefore, I just cannot go along with it. Shevet Levi, and this is one of the things that is, you know, we're very good at rousing up emotions, and this is part of the problem. I once spoke to an Adam Gadlan Mode, Zelig Epstein, who was my pastorah for many years, and a very special person. He was Rabbi Yochum's prize Talmidim, he was a Shiva Tavadas. And I was involved in some situation where people who are Chasha, people had acted extremely wrong in a certain case. And it bothered me. It bothered us, it bothered my wife also. And went to Asab Zelig to help us understand it. And he knew the people. And he said, believe me, these people are good people. But when you act out of emotion, rather than out of das, you do terrible things. Because emotion is blind. So in their empathy for one side, they were willing to wreck the other side without any real, thought as to what's right and what's wrong. The Shevet Levi was able to control their love for their parents when their parents and brothers, it wasn't real parents and brothers, like Rashi says, it was kind of married in, that's only a half because or else they're also Levim, but still, people they're very close to, when they did something wrong and they needed to be removed from Kali, so they were able to override their emotions, and vice versa. When they see a murderer, but that murderer does not deserve to be killed. They don't kill him. They will protect him. And even if you hurt somebody in their family, they're able to overcome their emotion. That's an incredible mila. It's very well. I mean, if you look at the Rambam says that we're obligated to act, to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'ata, ma'hu afata, and he says, so that includes many wonderful midas. But the most important thing the Rambam says is that the controlling midah of all of it is das. It's a certain weighing of what's right and what's wrong. And imitating midos themselves are not getting to the core of the obligation of imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The core of the obligation is to do what's right. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes and Yasher. We don't have it. We have some in a sense of it, but we go by Torah and we weigh and measure. Does this form this category? Does not form this category? And that's where you have to act. So the Levium was suited in being able to hold the Roitzeach because they would, it's a very delicate thing. It's very, people can become very passionate about it, right? Rightfully so. But the ability to act appropriately, despite whatever passion they have, that's the mind of Shevet Levi. Okay, we'll hold it here.